It's 23 after 7. Well, it's all happening this weekend, and I was lucky enough to be up in Bowen a couple of weeks ago to watch the super boats and the super power boats, and I actually learned a hell of a lot about it, and very interesting, and I'm looking forward to it being here this weekend here in Mackay. And one of the blokes and characters that I actually met when I was up in Bowen, he didn't race in Bowen because he wrecked his propeller from the SUV Simrad. It was Con. Hello, mate, and welcome to the Breakfast Show. Good to have you here.
Good morning, Hamo. Thank you for having me. It's wonderful to be here in lovely Mackay.
Yeah. Now, mate, look, we'll go back to Bowen because you didn't get to race, did you? Because you took your boat out. It was a little bit lowish on the tide and you actually hit one of the reefs off Bowen.
Yeah, mate, we did. We took her out for a little bit of a spin and just clipped a reef and took off the skeg and bent one of the prop shafts and the propellers. So that put us on the shore for the weekend.
Now, one of those props, 15 grand, is that right?
On the real big boats, yeah. Ours are about 7 grand.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, fairly cheap weekend.
Unbelievable. Now, mate, look, the crowd in Bowen was absolutely awesome. The weather was calm, but you don't like that calm weather. You prefer the weather to be a bit choppy and rough.
Yeah, well, the boats tend to perform a little bit better for the crowd
if
there's a bit of a wave around and a bit of wind.
Yeah.
So it's a bit more of a spectacle to watch.
Yeah, for sure. And, of course, all happening this weekend. Now, it's round two this weekend in Mackay, isn't it?
Yeah, it certainly is. It's down here in Mackay Marina, Mackay Marina Village.
Yep.
So, it's all starting from Saturday morning on.
Yeah. Now, tell us about your boat, the SUV Simrad.
Okay, well, ours is a 32-foot carbon fibre boat.
Right.
It's got two brand-new 300-horsepower G2 Evinrudes on it, and that is all Australian-built, the boat.
Oh, okay.
It's built, down in Sydney and designed by a Queensland guy.
Oh, well, there you go. It's got to be a good boat then.
Absolutely.
The props fixed?
Yeah, everything's fixed. We've been lucky enough to... have one of our competitors, who's actually a Mercury agent, fix our prop shaft for us, and away we go. So we should be all good for Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, good, mate. Looking forward to it. And mate, that was one thing I did notice in regards to the whole group of everybody that races. Everybody seems to there's a lot of camaraderie between you all. You're all mates, and if something happens, you try to help each other out, even though you do compete against each other. There is that sort of, let's see what we can do to sort of help him out, to try and get him out in the water to get out there compete.
Yeah, absolutely, mate. They're a great bunch of people, and we call them the offshore family.
The offshore family,
Everybody's treated like family.
Yeah.
So, but even the spectators, you know, they can come down and they can sort of have a look at the boats and they can meet the drivers. It's not a standoff sort of sport. It's a get the family down and check everything out.
Yeah, yeah, and mate, and that was the great thing about me co-comparing. Well, I wasn't the race caller, although Bishop was, but having a chat to Bishop during the races, because me not knowing a hell of a lot of the tactics and the boats and all that sort of stuff, I think it was a lot of what the general public was sort of thinking and going, oh, that's why they do that, and so forth. So it was a great experience to be a part of it in Bowen.
Oh, mate, you certainly made the call very, very interesting. And you did a great job. And Bishop's just a legend.
Oh, isn't he?
As far as the sport goes.
Yeah.
But you certainly made it, as you say, a lot more easy for people who had just seen it for the first time to actually understand what was going on.
Yeah.
So it was a really great pairing of you two.
Oh, great, mate. Look, I look forward to doing a bit more with Bishop down the track, obviously. Now, how fast do these boats go?
Look, the little ones like ours, I mean, ours is a 32-footer, so although it's not the smallest in the field, sort of a mid-range one.
Right.
That does about 103, 104 mile an hour, which is about 170 k's. And the big boys do up to 220 kilometres an hour.
Ah, wow, look at that. Gee, that awesome stuff. Well, look, all the heats are on Saturday, and, of course, the main racing on Sunday. And, mate, you're going to have the boat, the SUV Simrad, out in front of the General Gordon Hotel this afternoon between 4 and 6 for people to come along and have a really good look at this boat. It's a smart-looking boat, and I've got a picture up of it up on our Facebook page and we'll have it up onto our website a little bit later on. So, mate, people will be able to come up and ask questions and have a bit of a look around the boat.
Absolutely, mate. We'll have some posters to hand out as well. So
get down
there and come and see us and say good day. And if you can't make it out there this afternoon, come down to the Mackay Marina Village on Saturday or Sunday.
Yep.
The heats start at 1 o'clock on Saturday.
Right.
But all the boats will be craning in from about 10 o'clock.
Yes, good.
And on Sunday the race starts at 11 and 1.
Yeah,
so
good.
So get down there early, come and meet the drivers, come and have a look at the boats, and get up close and personal with all the drivers and teams.
Yeah, good.
They'd love to see you.
Yeah, I bet you they would, mate. Con, cheers. Thank you very much, mate, for your time this morning, and we look forward to catching up with you at the General Gordon Hotel from 4 o'clock this afternoon, eh?
Look forward to seeing you there, Hamo. Thanks again for all your help.
No worries, mate. Good on you. Cheers.
Good on you, mate. Have a good day.
You
Bye.
Too. Yeah, come along and say good day. The General Gordon Hotel on Homebush Road from between 4 and 6 this afternoon, and have a look at this fantastic boat, the SUV Simrad. It's a smart-looking boat too, and have a chat to Con and the team there. They'll be more than happy to ask any of your questions. Like you said, we'll have some posters there available too. Hey, come